President, for giving me again the chance to deliver my statement. At the outset, I would like to express my gratitude to you, Mr. Vice President, as well as the other Bureau members, for their efforts in organizing the second session of the Second Review Conference of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. Even under the difficult circumstances due to the global spread of the coronavirus pandemic. We are pleased that this year marks 11th anniversary since the entry into force of the convention. Over the past 11 years, the number of state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions has increased to 110 countries and territories, making a significant contribution to the establishment of norms for the non-use of cluster munitions in the international community. It is necessary to continue working towards further universalization of the convention. On the other hand, we are deeply concerned that there are still cases of the use of cluster munitions and harm to civilians caused by an exploded ordnance in the world. In order to end the devastation caused by cluster munitions, as stated in the Lausanne Political Declaration, which we will adopt soon, we, the state parties, must renew our commitment to this goal. This review conference is an important opportunity to review the past 5 years and to adopt various valuable documents to guide our actions for the next 5 years. The review conference is also an important forum to reaffirm the will of the state parties toward a world free of casualties, suffering, and socio-economic impacts caused by cluster munitions. Japan is conscious of the fact that an exploded ordnance left behind in countries and regions that were once the scene of conflict causes indiscriminate damage to civilians and hinders activities for reconstruction and development. Japan is committed to sustained cooperation to stabilize and secure these countries and the region through the disposal of an exploded ordnance, support for victims, and capacity-building assistances. In 2020, Japan provided a total of approximately $39 million to 21 countries and regions, including support for anti-personnel landmine measures. We will continue to promote measures to combat anti-personnel mines and unexploded ordnance worldwide. In addition, the management of the convention is a critical issue to be addressed, as are the strengthening of its effectiveness and the promotion of its universalization. I would also like to remind the state parties of the importance of taking steps to improve the soundness of the convention's finances. We highly appreciate that the efforts on cluster munitions have continued even under the difficult conditions during the coronavirus pandemic. We hope that the next conference can be held in a fully-fledged format after humanity has overcome it. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
I'd like to thank the Ambassador of Japan.